I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in 2. On this day in labor history, the year was 1940, and Ida Mae Fuller received a check from the U.S. government. That check was for $22.54. It may seem like a small amount, but the check represented something much larger. It was the very first payment of Social Security. Ms. Fuller spent her working years as a teacher and then a legal secretary in Vermont. She paid into the new Social Security program for almost 3 years before she retired. One day, while running errands in Rutland, Vermont, she decided to stop at the Social Security office and find out more about the program. Ms. Fuller later recalled, "It wasn't that I expected anything, mind you, but I knew I'd been paying for something called Social Security, and I wanted to ask the people in Rutland about it." The office took her benefits claim and sent it to Washington, D.C. Ms. Fuller was the first in a batch of 1,000 claims forwarded to the Treasury Department for processing. She was 65 years old when she received her first check, and as good fortune would have it, Ida lived to see her 100th birthday. In the 35 years that followed, Ida received just under $23,000 in total Social Security benefits over the course of her retirement. In 2014, according to the Social Security Administration, over 59 million Americans will receive nearly $863 billion in benefits. Over the years, Social Security has been expanded to include people with severe disabilities and widows and orphans with survivor's benefits. Although politicians continue to squabble over the program and refuse to ensure its long-term solvency, Social Security remains one of the most significant programs enacted by the U.S. government for working people. In the aftermath of the 2008 Great Collapse on Wall Street that saw the retirement of millions of workers evaporate, Social Security continued, keeping upwards of 22 million seniors out of poverty. Labor History in 2 brought to you by the Illinois Labor History Society and The Rick Smith Show. For more information, go to laborhistoryin2.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on the Twitters at Labor History in 2.